Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You say finding your way back to God is not about eliminating all your doubts because this won't happen in life. So say more about that.
Well, if finding your way back to God was about eliminating all your doubts, I think Jesus probably would have eliminated a few of his disciples.
Yeah. Good point.
Thomas probably gets credit for being the most famous doubter, but he was just one of many. You know, you look at the life of Peter and some of the things that he said to Jesus, just could not ever quite get that Jesus was on the mission that he was going to be on, that he was actually going to die, and that he wasn't going to build the kind of kingdom that Peter was wanting him to build. And so, you know, there's example after example of, and that's one reason I love Scripture, and the dark side and the light side, the good, the bad, the ugly, the incredible doubts and wanderings of some of the, you know, heroes of the faith, you know, David and Joseph and Moses and, you know, throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, that I feel like remind us over again, no, don't, and especially the Psalms, you know, I mean, don't feel like you have to put your doubts aside. Embrace your doubts and take your doubts to God and tell him about your doubts and make that a part of your ongoing dialogue and conversation and relationship.
One more before we go to what finding your way back to God is. You say finding your way back to God is not about cutting a deal with God or figuring out a way to get him to accept you so that you'll go to heaven when you die. Good news.
Yeah, it is good news because I think that's somewhat similar, I think, to the first one where somehow, you know, we think we have to measure up or if we're good enough or if we, you know enough. I mean, fill in the blank. And that, I mean, in some ways that relates a little bit to that, the first longing in our book. You know, I think we all have this longing for something more, whether it's a longing for love or purpose or, you know, meaning in life. And I think this longing for purpose in particular, you know, takes us down a path where, you know, we so want to be remembered or popular or powerful or, you know, to accomplish something of significance. And that carries over into our relationship with God, too, that we think, okay, if I can just, you know, get to this level or do this or do that, then he'll accept me. And the truth is, you know, his grace is sufficient, not what we do or what we accomplish.
And don't you think for those even would consider themselves not away from God, that they're saved, they're Christians, we are saved by the miracle, the power of the Holy Spirit, trusting Christ's victory on the cross, you know, by faith, you know, or trusting his grace to save us. Yet we go on in our own strength. We go on still feeling like we're a constant disappointment to him because of how we perform, you know?
Absolutely.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.